I knew on the last day of this trip, there's a village where there was a man I had met before, an elderly man, and he had never heard, and I knew we had shared enough with him or talked enough with him that he'd be willing to talk more with me. And so we get to this village, last stop of the journey, and we find his little thatched roof hut. It's held up by these big pillars, and he was underneath the house weaving a basket when we came up. And he's got to be in his 70s, 80s. He could barely see. And immediately he just said, "Oh, can I tell you some stories?" So we're just sitting there going, "Oh, wow, these are some crazy stories." We said, "Sir, can we tell you a story?" And he said, "Yes, yes, please tell me a story." They're, with their background, their animistic Buddhist background, they have no comprehension, no understanding of God whatsoever. And so you got to start way back in the beginning of there's an all-powerful creator God who created the world. He has power over these demons and all the spirits of the world. And you're walking them through stories then through creation all the way to get to the life of Christ. We're starting to talk with them. And as we're sharing with him, we're telling him about Adam and Eve, and we're walking through, and he stands up and he goes to a pillar underneath his house, and he pulls out a pamphlet that he had hidden in the crack of a pillar, and he goes, "You're telling me that story." And I open it up. I didn't even know they had his particular language in a written form yet, but there it was, and I could only decipher it because I could see little pictures, little icons throughout the material. And I realized I was looking at Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 11. "Sir, can we finish this story for you?" And he said, "There's more to this than what I have here?" I was like, "Oh, absolutely. There's so much more." We get to like Genesis chapter 7. We get to the story of Noah and the ark. And he stops me and he goes, hey, do you know the dimensions of Noah's ark?" And he quoted it to me. He knew exactly what the dimensions were. In the 3 years that he had this pamphlet, he had memorized everything from Genesis 1 to Genesis 11. And he told us, "I've memorized this because I know this to be true. I didn't come from monkeys. This is true." So we start into the story of the Son of God that came, and the Son of God that performed these miracles, the Son of God that gave his life, and the Son of God that rose again. Would you like to hear the name of the Son of God?" And he's like, "Please tell me his name." "Prayesu, Jesus." And he started going, because in that culture it meant, wow. And he looked at me, because at that time my friend was speaking to him, and he looked at me and he goes, "Do you believe what he's telling me?" I said, "Absolutely, we believe this is true." And he went, in this kind of village setting, you can't just tell them, "Are you ready to decide to follow?" There were communist soldiers, police, waiting for somebody to do things like that. And so what we could do is say, "Sir, you've heard the message of Jesus today. You can pray and talk to that God and ask him, is this true? And he will reveal himself to you even more." And so I grabbed that pamphlet because I'm like, how did he get this thing? And I went to the copyright section in the very beginning, and it said that it was funded by a church in America. It was translated by someone in Vietnam. It was printed by a company in Thailand. And then somewhere along the way, someone had to pick that thing up and deliver it. We got to come in and finish the story for him. And for me, that shows the whole body of Christ. It shows those that are willing to give. It shows those that are willing to use their giftings, whether it's in translation, printing, and then there's people with the guts and the courage to go and drop it off, and then we get to go finish it. But this is the whole body of Christ working together. The whole body of Christ, everyone using their giftings and their resources that God has given him, brought the message of Jesus to this man, to that village for the very first time.